Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Virginia Tech has kicked itself all the way to a 3-1 record. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Reading about Virginia Tech's plight this season reminds me of the lucky 13 years ago when Frank Beamer did not become our new football coach. Beamer had supposedly thrown in the towel at Blacksburg because the president wouldn't give him and his assistants a raise, new lights in Lane Stadium, and some grass seed for the cow pasture of a field. Once he came down here and the Board of Trustees reviewed his 34% graduation rate, the supposed deal fell through. Beamer stayed at VaTech and built a top 10 program over the last decade, but lately it looks like the Hokies are getting worse. Horrible this season is more like it, to the point where you can expect them to get gobbled up tonight at Georgia Tech. Unless you're a Virginia Tech fan, the funniest thing about this season has to be their field goal situation. Are you ready for this story? Senior Cody Jurnell is still on the team, even after he and two hooligan pals were arrested at the end of the 2011 season for an armed invasion of a Virginia Tech basketball player's apartment. Something about a sound system or surfboard missing. Beamer suspended Jurnell for the bowl game, and when the charges were reduced, he put him back on the team for 2012, when Jurnell actually kept his nose clean and won four games with late kicks. Over the summer, Jurnell must have been doing anything else but practicing because he missed two field goals and an extra point at East Carolina as the Hokies barely won. After that game, Beamer suspended him for the dreaded unspecified violation of team rules and replaced him with walk-on punter Ethan Kieserling, who from the looks of it has never practiced field goals. Against Marshall in the rain at Blacksburg, Kieserling missed all three field goal attempts, allowing the game to go into overtime, where Tech won in the third extra period on a touchdown and two-point conversion. No kicks allowed. But going to Georgia Tech, guess who is back on the active roster? Cody Jurnell. Coaches like to talk about situational football. Well, the situation was that nobody else Beamer had could split the uprights from 20 yards. So give the guy who already has two strikes another chance to kick his way back into the clear. Sure, we'll be rooting for Beamer ball to prevail tonight. Not. This is Archansky. See ya.